Well, I am here today with the Michelle Shannara. So when I started a real estate team, one of the biggest things I wanted to do was to have the opportunity to help amazing people and to help great agents. And I've been in real estate for 12 years, and I've really never seen anybody jump out of the gate like Michelle. And what I mean by jump out of the gate is within the first 5 months of her business, she's contracted and or closed a few million dollars worth of business, which is amazing to me. It took me 6 months to sell my first house, and it was a struggle, but we came out of. Michelle has a background in decorating and design. She's amazing at social media, and just her drive is something that's just I wanted to have on the podcast and tell you guys about and do some listening and see where this magic is happening. So Michelle,
yes,
welcome to the podcast. It's the Real Estate Team podcast. Look at you.
Yay!
Up in here. All right, so kind of tell me your story. Tell me a little bit of background about you, your family, just how you got into real estate. What pushed you to real estate?
Well, my family. I have been married for 15 years. We've lived in Helena all 15 years. We have a 13-year-old, a 6-year-old, I'm sorry, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And like you said, I have a degree in interior design. I've done just a lot of side jobs doing interior design work. I worked as a professional organizer, and I just feel like art stuff here and there. And I feel like all of that just kind of started to fall into the same umbrella, or under the same umbrella. And real estate is something that I've always just thought about doing since the first time I purchased a house when I was, a single female. Mm-hmm. And it was probably really one of the funnest experiences I had. So after that point, I really had thought about it, like I said, for 14 years.
Awesome. And I think you called me like 3 years ago, or you Facebook messaged me and you were like, I'm thinking about this. And then I was like, okay. And then kind of time went by, and then what happened between year three and then this year that said, okay, it's finally time to do it?
Well, I've been a stay at home mom for, mm-hmm. I mean, the past 10 years. And I guess I feel like the first couple of years of being a stay-at-home mom is fun. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you start to kind of just lose your identity a little bit, because mm-hmm. you're the housekeeper. You're just all those things that, and I'm more of a, I guess a goal-driven person. And I was kind of lost my focus on what goals that I was wanting, really in my life. But I just kind of, the mundaneness of being a stay-at-home mom, I just continued and continued and continued. And recently, about the time that I met you or started talking to you about real estate, we had just kind of been at that point where we were so tired of living tight. And my husband's job had started to go to hell in a handbag.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Hey, we're being honest on this podcast.
Yeah, we are being honest. And I guess it was just, I knew that when my youngest daughter started school that I wanted to do something more than just Pinterest projects and, you know, doing house piece, which was great. That was a lot of fun. But there was little bitty tiny bits of money that was at first used for fun stuff, but then it got to be where it was used for grocery bills and then, you know, paying power bills and other things. Because, again, like I said, my husband's job wasn't going so well at the time. And I remember we met you, or we saw you. I'm going to hop around way too
You're
much.
You're good. Do your thing.
In the past year, I guess probably a year ago, we just got into a situation where we weren't comfortable with how we were living anymore, mm-hmm. and we wanted to make a change. And I met with you probably in January, I think it was, like face-to-face to talk to you about actually doing it. So almost a year ago, and we were just in a situation at that time where we were actually selling our house. Mm-hmm. And we had had our house on the market for probably 6 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a long time. And that day that I met you was in January, and we were at the point right then where we were going to take our house off the market, because I was just like, we were tired of showing the house. We were tired of just, we had had contracts that fell through. We had packed our house. We had unpacked our house, and we were just beat down.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I went home that day and I told Scott, I said, I'm going to be a real estate agent. I'm really going to quit talking about it, and I'm just going to do it. And, I guess 2 or 3 months later after that, because we finally got a contract on our house, then we had to move. Then all that life happened.
Yeah.
So when we finally got settled again, I was able to actually concentrate on getting my degree, or not degree, but mm-hmm. my license. Mm-hmm. And it's just gone from there.
So
long story.
Well, no, that's a great story. And I think it's just, it talks to kind of the struggles and maybe where you feel like you wanted to be a contributor, because I know Scott, your husband, works really hard, and congrats to him. He's in a new gig now, which is, yes. which is awesome. It's just amazing to me. It's rare that you find somebody that's so driven that comes out of the gate. And what I mean by driven is Michelle and I are and we coach every week, and I would talk to Michelle, and it was month one, month two, nothing sold. But I'm seeing all this media going out and all these things and all this attention she's getting. I'm like, I promise you it's going to change. And I said, and when it changes, it's going to change overnight. And she just looked at me like, whatever, because she's so driven. She wants it right now, which that's not a bad thing. That's what makes you successful. Well, sure enough, about 3.5 months in, 1 week, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the next week you had like 3 under contract, and it happened in literally overnight.
Yeah, it did. And I mean, you're right, but I'm very impatient. I'm a perfectionist. I like for things to happen on Michelle's timeline. And I like for things to happen quick, because I am so focus driven. Like I'm laser focused on things. I get laser focused, and I want, like you said, Scott is a great man, but he's worked so hard for the past 10 years, you know, supplying or providing for our family. And I was tired of being a contributor, I guess, with my little odd jobs. I wanted to be more of a provider. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you are, I don't want to say that young and dumb, but you're younger and you before kids, and even, you know, we're in our 40s, and we never thought about, or we weren't thinking about, what about our kids' college? And our kids are going to be 16 pretty soon, and mm-hmm. our kids are going to need braces, and our kids are going to need all these things that, like I said, small odd jobs weren't going to pay for.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get to a point where we could be comfortable, and I was not just a, I was providing, helping yeah. to provide, and taking that pressure off of Scott.
Well, and you're obviously doing that now, which is amazing. And you've kind of told me what your motivation is, but you sat down and you said something to me when we first started, and I asked you a question. I said, where do you want to take your business? What do you want to do? What is that you want to do with real estate? Now that you've been in it a minute, what is Michelle going to do for Michelle's empire? What do you want to do?
I want to, I'm like a go big or go home kind of person.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have found my identity again. I found something that I enjoy, and I want to take it to another level. I'm not sure when that's going to be, and I'm sure it's not going to happen as quickly as I want it to. Mm-hmm. But eventually I would like to have a team, mm-hmm. a team, start small. I'm not sure how big I want it to get, but I do want it to be something that is more of a, for me, I guess, more of a, I don't know if I could, a legacy, but mm-hmm. for something for even for my kids mm-hmm. that they can be a part of if they want to one day. Or I have a daughter that has special needs, and I would love to for her to have a place to work, or, you know, to contribute as well.
Yeah.
And I think that just further down the road, if I could have a little empire of my own, mm-hmm. then we could find a place for Edie, and I could find a place for my kids if that's what they wanted.
Absolutely.
So it's really, my motivation is my family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, that answered it more so better than I thought. So if I say
better than,
I was like that. Whoa. So if I say the term 1% to you, uh-huh. what's that mean?
Well, we've talked about, there was a grown man, that recently completed a triathlon in Florida.
Mm-hmm. It was an Ironman.
Yes, Ironman. I'm sorry, Ironman. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he had Down syndrome. So mm-hmm. my daughter has Down syndrome. So of course I like to follow, and I love to see, especially older people, see what they are, or older people with Down syndrome, mm-hmm. older adults, I should say. I like to follow them because I just kind of envision, like, what is Edie going to be doing when she's 25 or 30? Mm-hmm. And her capabilities, what is she capable of? Not that, I mean, she's capable of anything, but look at this man, look at what he's done. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he said in his interview was that if, like, they asked, how are you so successful, or how'd you get to where you are today? And he just said, I just know that I can't, not quoting word for word, but it was, in what I read was, if I can just contribute just, or just do better, do 1% better every day, then that's all I mean, that's really all he's trying to do. Yeah. He's not trying to be 100% every day. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to be the best of everything every day. He's just trying to be 1% better. So just in life and in business, if you could just do one thing every day, and that's what we talk about, 1% something better every day, then mm-hmm. eventually you're going to be where you want to be.
So I give Michelle a hard time often. Mm-hmm. And I think the main reason I give you a hard time is we both have very strong personalities and we both have very strong opinions. And generally when you put those two things in a room, you're going to get, it's very healthy. But I think when you put those two things in a room with two ideas that we both believe so much in what we do, then you kind of get, it's a healthy friction. But what I've learned from you is your can-do attitude of I'm going to find a way to make something work is something for me. I've been in real estate 12 years. And so you kind of get, I mean, for lack of a better term, maybe stale. And when you see somebody that's new in the business, that's got that much fire and has got that much motivation and is so driven by all the things that you talked about, I just want you to know, I've learned a lot from you, and a lot of things that I told you don't work, that's not going to do it, you can't do it, you turned around and did it. And then you don't say anything. You just have this little curl on the side of your mouth where you kind of snicker at me. I should rub it in more. So, but, it's really a blessing to work with you. And what's cool about being able to run a team is it's so mutually beneficial with everybody that we have. And so I have thoroughly enjoyed the opportunity every day to work with you, and you're definitely getting more than 1%
really?
Better. Yes. Yes. And you're definitely getting more than 1% better every day. But I just that means a lot. So tell me this, just to put it in perspective. How long have you been in real estate now?
5.5 months.
How many contracts?
Seven.
Most real estate agents don't do 7 contracts in a year. Most new real estate agents don't do 2 or 3 contracts in their first year. You have 7 in less than 6 months. Holy cow. So that empire, mm-hmm. you're already building now.
Well, I don't like to toot my own horn at all.
I know you don't. That's why I'm not, doing it for
I'm humble.
You.
I am. But, God has truly blessed this career and my family.
Yeah. Hey, so is this my first emotional? No, you're not my first emotional person on a podcast.
Who was
but
that?
When we get these emotions out, people
are watching. Who was the other person?
I think Courtney got a little emotional on that one. But no, that's it. That shows your passion. It shows what you are. It shows who you are. And you share that same passion with your clients. So for me,
I am very passionate.
Yeah. Yes, you are. And yes, you are. And so for me, holy cow, it's a blessing to be in business with you. I cannot wait to watch you build your empire.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on our podcast. Yeah. You were pretty raw today.
Yeah. Thank you.
You rock. Hey, how do they get in touch with you if they want to buy or sell a house? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, my number is 205-230-8171, or you can check me out on Instagram, Michelle Shannara Realtor. Mm-hmm. That's Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome.
So, and DM me anytime.
Man, I'm telling you, if you DM her, she'll get back with you like pronto.
I am.
She's on
going
top
to.
Of things.
That's what, that's one of the things I said, you know. Like I said, we've bought and sold a handful of houses as a married couple and as single. And every time you learn something different from a real estate agent that you work with, and even now through these 7 contracts, and I want to be the agent that calls you back and always has time.
You are. And one thing I'll close after this is I see so many people that get into the business part-time. This is not a part-time job. You are looking at people's probably biggest purchase or biggest sale most of the time in their life. And all the points in between and everything that you do for somebody matters so much. It is a huge part of their life. And so for somebody like you to come into this industry and be passionate, you're the 20%, because there's 80% of real estate agents out there that don't care about this business the way they should. They don't treat it the way they should, and it shows with everything they do. You are not one of those. Matter of fact, you're the top 5%. And statistically, when you get done with this year, you're probably going to be in the top 10% of agents in the entire city of Birmingham in your first year.
Yeah.
Welcome to real estate. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.